just to bless them all.
Hot sand on toes, cold sand in sleeping bags. I come to know the friends around you. A roar he'll always have, smoke in my lungs. Or the echoed stone, careless and young, free as the birds that fly. Steady as the stars in the woods, so happy hearted in the warmth, rang true inside these bones. We stood steady as the stars in the woods, so happy hearted in the warmth, rang true inside these bones. The old pine fell, we sang. Just to bless the morning.
WMFO Medford, just about 9:03 in the morning. I'm Mike on the mic. How are you? I'll be here until about 11 a.m. Until something about the women comes in. Thank you, Lenny. That was beautiful. Really enjoyed your show. That last one was by Ben Howard, called Old Pine. All right. So again, I'm Mike. Be here for a little while today. About 9:30, I've got Tyler Morris calling in. He's going to talk to us about his show next week coming up at the Regent Theater in Arlington, where his band is going to play the entire Van Halen 1 live with similar equipment to what the band Van Halen used. So we'll talk to him about that at about 9:30. But until then, I play Freeform. I do 5-song sets, and the first one I call New Noise. It's something new. That's hence the name, right? Oh, and by the way, I'll tell you something. I'm not supposed to tell you this, but I didn't get any sleep last night, so if you ever wondered what I would sound like or act like without any sleep, this is your lucky day. All right, so start off the New Noise this set with something new from the Avett Brothers. They're coming out with a lot of records, a lot of singles, but they haven't really announced a new LP yet, but hopeful that they will. This latest one is called Neapolitan Sky. Brand new noise from Avett Brothers at WMFO in Medford.
From the foot of the bear to the cold Neapolitan sky, from the back of my mind to the front of this tired disguise. What's with this moment? What's with this feeling? What's with January and the locks on the door? How do I make my escape? How do I find what I'm looking for? From the memory of the wall, from from the pyramid of cans to the call, from the tender touch of your lips to the straps slipping off of your hips. What's with this moment? What's with this feeling? What's with January and the locks on the door? How do I make my escape? How do I find what I'm looking for? Hospitals and lobby lights, truth in all of its disgust. Love was never blind, but I was. Cloudy glass and surface rust, voices I could never trust. Love was never blind, but I was. Paper to the glue on the letters written to you from the start of the affair to the last kiss we would share. What's with this moment? What's with this feeling? What's with January and the locks on the door? How do I make my escape? How do I find what I'm looking for? Hospitals and lobby lights, truth in all of its disgust. Love was never blind, but I was. Cloudy glass and surface rust, voices I never trust. Love was never blind, but I was.
You said you knew all about. some flowers. She said she'd seen a doctor, and nothing now could stop her. Some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO, Medford, 9:23 in the morning. It's Mike here. Well, partly here. As I said before, working on no sleep. It's always an interesting thing to do. But it can be interesting for you. For example, you know, it's always tough to kind of be live on the radio and not miscue anything. So I'm going to mess up because I don't know where I am. So when I do, you got to take a shot. How's that? Nah, that's a really bad idea. Forget I even said that. Just my brain that's asleep. Anyway, welcome to WMFO. Glad you can get up early and join me for this, whatever this is, this morning. It's a bunch of freeform, expecting to hear from Tyler Morris on the phone within the next 5 to 10 minutes. And we'll talk all about the show that's coming up next week at the Regent Theater in Arlington, where he and his band are going to run through the entire debut album of Van Halen. So stay tuned for that. Let me tell you what I played in the last set. Started off with new music from the Avett Brothers. No news on a new record yet, but this is just another single they put out called... it's hard to pronounce things. Neapolitan Sky. Okay. The Red Walls. These guys have been around for a long time. From the Universal Blues disc, that was You'll Never Know. Squeeze from the Great Cool for Cats in 1979. Up the Junction. I'm not going to do it. Six Fox Whiskey, the great local band Six Fox Whiskey from 2018, 6FW, that was Going Home. They were nice enough to come by here last month, yeah. They played that right here live. Great band, Six Fox Whiskey. And Lindsey Buckingham, of course, Go Insane from something that just came out called Solo Anthology, The Best of Lindsey Buckingham. I played that because, unfortunately, Mr. Buckingham had some emergency surgery over the past week. Heart surgery, I understand. I guess he's okay. However, they did say there's something that happened maybe to the vocal cords, so it's scary as hell. So That's, I think, good thoughts for him, for sure. You never know in this world what's going to happen. All right, new noise here at 9:25 in the morning. Ted Drozdowski has a new record called Coyote Motel. This is something he described to me as a kind of a trippy blues song. Let's see if we think so, too. This one's called Tin Pan Alley, brand new noise at WMFO, Medford.
Too hot and there. diamonds, some days are rocks, some doors are open, some roads are blocked, and sundowns are golden, then fade away. And if I never do nothing, I'm coming back someday. 'Cause you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down. All around your island, there's a barricade out the danger, causing the pain. Sometimes you're happy, and sometimes you cry. Half of me is ocean, half of me is sky. But you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down.
WMFO, Medford, about 9:40 in the morning. Mike here. Hey, Tyler Morris just called. He's on the phone. This is very exciting. As I was telling you earlier today, he's got a show coming up next Saturday at the Regent Theater in Arlington, and he and his band are going to run through the entire record, Van Halen's original record. So just before we get him on the phone, let me give you a taste of what his band sounds like. This is the Tyler Morris Band with a cover of You Really Got Me. We'll talk to Tyler right after this at WMFO.
Mm-hmm. so I don't know what I'm doing. Girl, you really got me now. Got me so I kiss you that night.
WMFO. That was the Tyler Morris Band, obviously covering Van Halen. And Tyler's on the phone. We want to talk all about that and the new show that's coming up next week. Hi, Tyler. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Where are you? Are you across the room?
I'm in the car right now, headed to rehearsal, actually.
All right. So we just played, I think you know, we just played you guys' cover of You Really Got Me from the YouTube performance, which just sounded great. You know, congratulations on that. And I'm going to see you next week. I can't wait to see the rest of it. Why don't you introduce the band? That was just such a great performance.
Yeah, so the band for the show is, we get Micah Bino, which is, he's going by name Steven Sorum on drums.
Okay.
You know, we got on bass, we got Jesse Williams, and we got Craig Rodding on vocals, and then myself, and we also got Corin Ashley as the background singer. And our kind of model is, many people are probably familiar with, like, the Fab Four with Jimmy Pepino and Will Lee, and how they cover the Beatles, but they don't necessarily dress up like all these other cover bands.
Mm-hmm.
And our model is we want to do the, we've seen a lot of the cover bands and they don't really get the music down. It's more like kind of a look aesthetic thing. We want to do our best to get that music down. Sometimes live versions and sometimes record versions, depending on what song. And we've got everyone in the band has done their research, and you know, we just don't learn just the record version. We learn every version of the song out there, and we pick the best parts. And so when you see us, we try to make our best to make it like you're actually seeing the band, but with a little bit more. So that's why we have like a background vocalist, kind of like the Fab Four. They have an 8-piece horn section.
Gotcha.
Well, the Beatles is only 4 pieces, but you know, they no reason not to have a background person to make it all the better.
Gotcha. So talk a little bit about the equipment setup that you've got too. This is a really cool thing.
Yeah, so I got one of Eddie's full stacks. I get 2 stripe cabs and a 3rd stripe cab, actually, you know, a stripe head from 1995 from the Balance Tour, I believe. So I'm going to be using that along with his modern setup, which is a EVH-5150-100 watt with a full cap. And then Marshall sent me a full backline of 8 cabs, courtesy of Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and 2 dummy heads as well. So we're going to be decorating the stage with those. And the amps I'm going to be using are, I'm going to be switching between the PV and the EVH. And with all those combinations, we can get a plethora of sounds throughout their career. Because while we're starting with the first album's only 45 minutes. So we're starting with the first album, then we're doing half of Van Halen 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're doing, Fear Warning, Woman Children First, in 1984, Diver Down. We're doing selections off of every album once we complete. We're going to start the show with, of course, the first album straight through. And that one's going to sound, we got everything, effects and everything, sound just like the first record.
Excellent. So let's tell everybody when this is happening. I mentioned it's next week, next Saturday, the 16th at the Arlington, the Regent Theater in Arlington. And I did put a link to the event and ticket purchase in my show write-up as well.
Yeah, it's going to be next Saturday. So, thank you so much for doing that. But Yeah, it starts at 7:15, doors 7:15 starts at 8 p.m.
Okay. So you mentioned your lead singer, Craig. He does such an awesome job taking on Dave. It just sounds excellent.
Yeah, those of you who are connected with Craig on Facebook might have seen that he, after our rehearsal the other day, he spent about an hour writing a three-paragraph essay on Dave's tooth and throat screams.
Right.
So he is pretty dedicated to, you know, doing the Dave part, and you know, his screams are, they sound exactly like it. So, I mean, you'll go through the song, and especially on the Van Halen 1 material, I mean, every single scream, every single thing that Dave improvised, Craig's got it down, and he knows exactly what second mark.
Excellent. Yeah, Craig is just so good. So what about the lead guitar player? What can you say about him?
I've been studying this stuff for 5 to 7 years. It's I just wrote an article for Ultimate Guitar magazine ultimateguitar.com yesterday that you can read to read this like knowledge that I'm about to say more extensively. But basically, Eddie got me into the blues because I was trying to learn what he was doing kind of more extensively, and I was trying to learn how he hears melodies when he phrases. It took me back to Blackmore, Uli John Roth, Joe Walsh, like all these guys that Van Halen covered. And then those guys took me back to, you know, B.B., Freddie, Albert, and then Elmore James and T-Bone. So, I mean, basically, I became my main genre is blues, for those of you who know. But I became interested in the blues because I started by Eddie Van Halen extensive research. And, you know, I wrote a whole article, so you can, if you're more curious, like, how that connects, I have some examples, ultimateguitar.com, whatever. But, so I've been really studying this stuff, and I think that I got the history down where when I improv, I mean, first of all, I know the solo note for note, but when I improv, you know, I try my best to get Eddie's emotion in his phrasing. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. All right, well, listen, I know that you're in the middle of moving to go to your rehearsal, so let's remind everybody one more time. It's next Saturday right here in Arlington at the Regent Theater. It's Tyler and his band going through Van Halen 1 and starting into Van Halen 2, et cetera, like he said as well. But the sound setup and the look and the whole genre, if you love rock and roll, if you love guitars, if you love just a nice local set of covers, you want to go see the show. Like I said, the link to get more information and to buy is in the write-up that I did for the show. So Tyler, thanks a lot for spending some time today, and I look forward to seeing you guys next week.
Yeah, see you next week. Thanks for having me on.
All right, you're welcome. Let's go out with something that you wanted me to play from Van Halen 1. This one's On Fire. Thanks, Tyler. We'll talk to you soon. It's WMFO, Medford.
Your radio's on. I'll appear right there. We'll be right back.
WMFO Medford, just about a minute before 10 a.m. That was great to hear from Tyler and Van Halen, of course. And Bad Marriage just ended that very short set with something brand new from them called Diablo. I say it that way because it has an exclamation point, so that's what I do. All right, so next set is going to start with some new noise by request from Rival Sons. But first, everybody's favorite thing, a PSA, public service announcement now at WMFO. Talk to you again in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Matt Kenseth. You don't have to be a race car driver to know that life can be full of drama. Some of it you can't control, like mechanical issues, high winds, and rain delays. But there's some drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org.
You just need to take that first step and find free classes near you and leave the drama for the racetrack.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.
All right, just about 10 a.m., just seconds away from it here at WMFO Medford. You know, I've been talking a lot about the new Rival Sons.